A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Debt Assumption Bill.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
There were many hundreds of millions of dollars spent for purchasing grain, fuel, agricultural inputs, even coffee-making machines, generators, and motor vehicles. These were handed out like confetti by Gideon Gordon. And the party felt that these individuals who benefited from these goods should be required to pay for them.
Including the president. You know, Ronaldo, the Mangana, from tomorrow on, I'm going to be seeing a conversation about the Sarah Minogra. Mangana, I know, Ronaldo, I'm going to be seeing a man in God. That's what I did.
Njengoba besithi khona abantu ababhadala imithelo bebhadala uhulumente, abantu bakhona sebethathelwa izimali ukuthi babhadale isikweletu sabantu abangabhadalanga.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Reserve Bank Debt Assumption Bill.
The bill will see the government assuming the estimated $1.35 billion in terms of the debt if it is adopted by Senate as highly expected. The debt resulted from the quasi-fiscal operations of the central bank under the stewardship of former central bank chief Gideon Gono.
The battle, though, is far from being over, as the opposition movement for democratic change is threatening to take the fight to the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court. Of course, the MDC says the bill was passed in an unprocedural manner. But the ruling ZANU-PF says the MDC is merely delaying the inevitable, or as they say, this is merely rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve danho rakatorwa nehurumende rekuti iro chikwereti chine banga guru renyika reRBZ chinge chichitorwa nehurumende. Chikwereti ichi mari zhinji yacho yakatorwa mazuva apo vaGideon Gono vainge variwo governor weReserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Dzimwe mari dzakatenga matrakita, fotereza nezvimwe zvakadaro-daro ainzi maquasi fiscal activities. VaGono vanoti vaizviitira izvi nekuti nyika yanga iri pasi pezvirango. Nekudaro vaifanira kuti vaonewo zvekuita kuti nyika ipukunyuke. Asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa masta evanhu vakatora mari idzodzi kana kupiwa matrakita aya nezvimwe anofanira kuzivikanwa nemunhu wese kuti ndaanani, kuitira mangwana vachiti hazvibatsire kuti chikwereti chatorwa nenyika, nekuti zvazvinenge zvakureva ndezvekuti mari inobva pamitero yevanhu. Nekudaro vanhu vari kuti ivo nevana vavo ndo vanenge vaane dambudziko kana mutoro wekubhadhara icho chikwereti cheRBZ, asi ivo pasina chavadya kuya kunonzi kuzodzwa mafuta enguruve yausina kudya. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke njengoba nje uBlessing wayebeka indaba yethu lamhlanje eRBZ debt assumption bill. Siyakwazi ukuthi ibill leyi ipasile kulangale ePalamende izolo, isikhangelelwe ukuthi ke izahanjiswa kudale leSenate. Yeah, khonapha ke okukhulunywa ngebill leyi ukuthi kumele ukuthi izikwelete zonke ezenziwa iRBZ zithathwe ke nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Nxa sikhuluma ngohulumende weZimbabwe lapha Blessing, sikhuluma ngoZulu. Sikhuluma ngokuthi ke bantu sokumele lisebenzise, likhiphe izimali ezikwameni, libhadale izikwelete zamatrekita, libhadale izikwelete zamakombani harvesters libhadale izikweletu zonke ezenziwa ngesikhathi uGideon Gono umnumzana yena owayezibambile kunangale e-RBZ esesesesikhundleni. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lidini ngalokhu, njengoba bakhona abanye bakhuluma besithi labo abalezikweletu bayaziwa kodwa-ke yindaba bengathathelwa ama-tractor, yindaba bengathathelwa amakhombani harvesters lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Ngisakhumbula-ke ngikobulawayo Blessing ngangabona omunye e-child tractor etareni kodwa khona ngale lapha ayikhona kwakungela amasimu, so lo kodwa wayithathelani asikwazi ukuthi wayithathelani. So omunye siye emagrosa khona ngale emavinkilini kambe child tractor nje ezikholisela. So sifuna ukuza Zulu kambe lithini ngalokho.
And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, that is ZIMCOD, Mr. Joy Mabenge. Mr. Mabenge, good evening. Mr. Mabenge? Mr. Mabenge?
Yes.
Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Mabenge, what's your opinion about this debt assumption bill? Mr. Mabenge, can you hear me? I think we've got a very difficult line there. Right?
Yes, I think we'll try to call him. But we also have... Mr. Chris Mugaga of Economita Global Capital, a think tank based in Zimbabwe, of course. Mr. Mugaga, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Of course, tonight we are talking about the debt assumption bill. If you can tell us about your thoughts, it's proving to be very divisive and very controversial. People are agreeing to disagree on the assumption of the RBZ debt by the government. What is your take on this?
I think it's a very emotive subject. It's quite very difficult maybe to come to a conclusion on the bill. I'm aware that it had gone through Parliament with Danpeace holding a majority in terms of voting. I think it's a bill you can't necessarily look at from a political angle and say because maybe Danpeace is holding a majority or it should be seen by which of them holding a majority. But I'm quite very convinced that it's a bill which has to be allowed to pass through. The government has to adopt the debt of 1.3.5 billion. Knowing very well that we have a new governor here who is quite a very opposite of what was the case with Dr. Mangujia. Dr. Mangujia had been quite a very sober banker, if you could compare with Mr. Gono, who left office at the height of confusion. I think he had seen Zimbabwe losing its current after the whole printing press was always on the 24/7 kind of activity. So, generally speaking, I want to believe that in terms of policy stance for Zimbabwe going forward, it's very important for the government to buy into that toxic asset on the balance sheet of the central bank. If it was going to be very unfair to have Dr. Mangujia coming into office with a debt which had been accumulated and at the same time incurred by his predecessor, who is nowhere to be seen in terms of serving the nation at any capacity.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mugaga. Please do stay on the line. And I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Masimba Kuchera, an economic commentator from the Center for Disability and Development. Mr. Kuchera, good evening.
Good evening, and how are you, listeners?
We are doing great, and I hope all our listeners are doing fine. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Kuchera, I think we actually briefed you before the, you know, live talk discussion on this RBZ debt assumption bill. What do you think about it?
Yeah, look, I think there are two issues to the assumption bill. Now, the economists are saying that for the purposes of moving ahead, the bill was supposed to be assumed by government. But there is also toxicity in the way the bill was assumed, one, and also what is the debt stock of that bill in terms of who accumulated what debt on behalf of the RBZ for us to $1.35 trillion. So we have a situation here where, from an economic and moral standpoint, the government was supposed to take over that state because it was authorizing Dr. Kobe to do what he was doing in the way that he was doing. But also then we need to look at the second step, which is to say who contracted this debt, who was given what by the Reserve Bank, and those who are able to pay, I think that the bill should also stipulate that they should be called to account and pay, because I can't assume that Minister Blessing Zulu wants me to pay for the combined harvest that he received, of which he didn't even sell maize to the GMP.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Very interesting, right?
Yes, Honorable Zulu will not comment.
Assuming that you'll be a minister one day, right?
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Let's go. I think we now have Mr. Mabenge from the from ZIMCOD. Mr. Mabenge?
Yes, Mr. Zulu.
Yes, we are talking, of course, about the RBZ debt assumption bill. Your take?
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. It's good to have a colleague, Mr. Masim.
Mr. Mabenge?
I think we have got challenges on that line.
Yeah, we have a problem. We'll try to call him back. Asi regai ti zokere kuna vamugaga vamugaga muri kuti hongu panogona kunge pakakanganiswa asi zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvichifambira mberi munyika nekudaro zvakakosha kuti hurumende inge ichitora chikwereti asi vakuchera manzwa zvavataura vari kutivo ko vanokwanisa kubhadhara vadii kubhadhara
munoziva baba mukatarisa nyaya iyo nenzira iyo muchaona kuti tinogona kurasika zvachose chanesa ndechokuti munoziva nyaya idzi dziri kupinda mapoliticians zvakanyanya ende ukaona mapoliticians atanga kupinda munyaya dzakadaiwo hadzibude zvakanaka tose tinorwadziwa tikatarisa nguva yavagono kuti maranirwo aiitwa nyika upfumi hwenyika hwakanga huchidiwa kwanga pane nyaya dzakawanda dzokuti vagono vaba chakati vaita chakati ende zvinhu zvokuti dei taikwanisa nyaya idzo dzaikufanira kuti vamire pamberi vematare vachidavira mhosva dzakadaiwo asi ukatarisa nguva yanhasi uchaona kuti tina vamangudya vari muofisi panguva inei chakuti tirambe tichidzokera ture tipa mangudya anga vasangane nebhuku rereserve bank rine tsvina yakanga yaiswa neavo vakanga varipo ivo vasati vapinda ndiona zviri zvinhu zvisina kunaka nokuti mukada kuongorora muchitiri gavire mberi kwamatare kana tingatange taziva kuti vakabhenefita ndivanani muchazoona kuti umbavha nyaya yecorruption iri munyaya yezimbabwe zvokuti haisi kutanga nekugumira kureserve bank mukada kutoenda chakuexena gate chikwere chatinacho nenyika dzose dzepasi rino chinosvika 10 billion uchaona kuti zvimwe zvinhu zviri kutaurwa pa10 billion zvinhu zvokuti vana vezimbabwe vari kutsikirirwa pachavo kuti vabhadhare mari yavasingaziiti yakakonzereswa nani saka nyaya inogona kuramba ichingotenderera kusvika pakusatowana kana yatingatisitsananguro saka ndoniso kuti chinhu chakakosha kuti tipedze nguva yakawanda tichingotenderera tiri pamujange tichitaura nyaya isina basa mamangudya anga vatange basa reserve bank ine bhuku rakachena nezvinjiroda kukurudzira kuti isusu titi mabhanga edu asimba kutiti upfumi hwedu hwasimba kuti titi upfumi hwenyika chaihwo chaihwo huchakura nemapesendage atirikutaura emore than 2% zvinokwanisika chete kana bhanga hombe renyika richikwanisa kutanga kuita basa raro pasina zvikweredi zvakamira izvi kana paine nyaya hombe ithink isipeshani ava vanotaura zvematongero enyika ngavataure kuti vagono ngavauye vamire mberi kwematare semamiriro vakaita mberi kwepatifolio yatinoti parliamentary portfolio committee pachinambo chokuti tirambe tichingotenderera tichiti ndiani akaona chikwereti uchazoona kuti nyaya yezvikwereti nyango chako chakwemvisita yakapinda panyanga muna 2009 vachiunganidza hurumende pamwe nezampiro vakawana mari vamwe vakava vakadzimba dzimwe dzemunhu dziva dzavachiri kutogara saka vana vezimbabwe vanokwanisa kungochema kuti vachikuudza kuti kuiwe mbc yakapinda panyanga nekuti nhasi uchaona kuti vanhu vembc vakapinda vasangana dzimba muno muharare asi vava nedzimba 4 years nyete dzavakanga vari muhurumende inyaya dzose dzinokwanisa kutaura idzodzo saka hazvikwanisiki kuti mungotarisa imei muchiti nemhaka yekuti nyaya yavagoni ripakati saka ngaigumire ikoko aiwa nyika isumuke dzikadaro
tinotenda vamugaga Gibbs.
I think we've got Mr. Mabenge once more. Let's try him. Mr. Mabenge, are you on the line? It seems as if I think we have serious challenges with the kind of conducting Mr. Mabenge. Sibuye baba kuchera. Nxasukangele. Abantu kanti laba batata matrekita ama combine harvest abaziwa yini? Indaba ongacho ukuthi bebhadale phela.
Uyabona Dube kumele silungise enye into ekhulisa ngobaba umgaga la. Indaba le iqhakathekile sibili uthi abantu babekwabo sibili ukuthi
sasikhuluma nge square bless ese RPV kulenda ezindile ezikhona ngabe ukuthi uhulumende uzathatha isikole bese ngoba usekwenzile sokumele sibe nendlela eyokuthi abathethe ama combine harvesters babe nendlela eyokuthi babadala kanti so kunendaba ezimbili lapha kumele zingahlanganiswa ukuthi isikole bese bank sibuye kuhulumende kungaba yinto ehle sibili ukuthi i-RPV consort isebenze ngendlela okumele isebenze ngayo kodwa ukuthi uhulumente uzabhadala njani isikole bese ese-1.35 billion yikho esikutshoyo kathesi ukuthi nxa singahlanganisisa umthetho awucacanga ukuthi bazabhadala njani kungenzakala ukuthi bazengeze imithetho ukuthi la mavenda bamele babhadale isikole bese bona bengatholanga lutho so kumele sichasise sibili ebakubantwini ukuthi i-bill lay i-scored le ese-reserve bank of Zimbabwe kumele kube ne-audit ekhona ukuthi sibuye njani lapha ukuthi sibe ne-scored esikhulu kangani ilizwe libhenefite kangakanani nxa kuyukuthi ilizwe lithathanga lutho kumbe alizuzanga lutho umuntu bakhazikazi uzanga lutho ubhadalelani isikweleti uthathelani ureserve bank kumele phela sibekwazi ukuthi nxa ukuthi i-reserve bank sisinika thina uhulumende kumele sinika la mafaye ukuthi uzibani kule thalakida samnika ithalakida uzibani samnika i-combat uzibani samnika i-plant TV uze siwalandele phela siwalande thina ama-debtors uthole imali sizuze imali yethu.
Yes, I was calling him Numzana Kushera. So what he's saying is, beneficiaries should actually pay, They are the ones who took tractors and other things. So they should, pay their obligations. So at the end of the day, he says, it may not be too bad for the government to actually assume the debt if it wants the RBZ to work properly. But then the problem is, poor people now are actually suffering for those people that benefited from the quasi-fiscal activities.
That's not a political issue. Let's make it clear that it's not a political issue. It's incorrect for some to go and borrow in my name without me knowing. It's not good. And I think that even the economists must be clear when they do the audit. They want to know where, how much went and how it was used. So there's nothing political about it. If we have to do it for every piece of debt that we have right now in terms of the debt obligation, let's do it. I think Mabeng, who is now Coalition on Debt and Development, has been calling for a debt audit, not only for the RBZ, but for all the debts that we have accumulated. You see, it's relevant for this country to pay because this country is not, and the people should not be made to pay for misdemeanors of others who are still in power, who still have the capacity to be able to say, we won't pay toll gates, we won't do this, we will exempt ourselves. But the people should then be paid. That's not a political issue. It's a real bread and butter issue for people who can't raise the money.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
yile lamanhloni kakhulu izolo ukulalela udaka eParliament kusenziwa amatope endlini yabantu the August House the Honorable House ukuthi ama MPs obabuchina masa nabanye abanjalo abayibo abakweleda lezi zinto ku RBZ at the same time sele yiyo futhi asebevotele ukuthi hayi isikole dirisana esasikole dayo hayi thina kasisasibhadali abantu ke abadubekayo ama-taxpayers abakhipha imithelo yabo thina abantu abayanga esihawulayo ngapha emaruseva nezisebenzi zikahulumente ezingatholi lutho kuthiwe yibo asebebhadala kuyayangisa ukuthi igavumenti ezama ukuthi ichavisa abantu bayo kwandiya nanzelela babadubu ukuthi ukubela nje lokho esadlula ku elections i government yezana u PF ngathi asilwi layo ngokuthi siyayizonda kuphela kodwa sizonda ama populist decisions abathathayo. The most of the people who were given those in izikweleti leziyana sakubona lesi lobona kwakho bethiwa amaquba bethiwa izipray bethiwa amaketane kodwa ama-big fish ezinkulu phezulu zazithatha ama-combine harvester nama-trekita lezimoto ama-tincape kuthiwa ngezamafamu njani njani bonabo bantu badinga ukuthi bathathishwe i-government yezanup f manje ilizwe lingathiwa ngokutharisana yini madoda ezinye izinto zifunthi zibe very tough xa futhi i-economy leyi yezi-revamp ngamanye amazwi zama ukuthi mina umithise umntana omuntu uthi nxa sumithisile usisiba nguwe futhi usodombo phansibe ngusodombo usisiba nguwe futhi ogweba uthi njengona ngummithisile hhayi ngizabhadala i-$10 yikho kwenziwa ngama-m ps awezanupi sizolo epalamente kuyayangisa siyabonga ngothamisa labalunge e-m bc ukuveza ububoli obenzakele epalamente ngithi kibo lakumuntu ezimbabwe it is better to lose on principle than winning online.
Hayi siyakuza kakhulu emoyo sibongile ba
siyabonga lathi duwe.
Yeah, so Moyo is saying that he's very worried that some of the beneficiaries actually voted in favor of the bill. So he says that cannot happen. You cannot be a referee, a defender, a goalkeeper, and a spectator at the same time. So that's impossible.
Let's turn to Mr. Mugaga. Mr. Mugaga, some are talking about a conflict of interest here. Is there any democracy if two leopards and one goat are to vote for who is for dinner?
It's quite a very difficult question in the sense that I'm hearing the speaker who just spoke was talking about the issue of conflict of interest, where he's saying some of the ministers or parliamentarians who are voting to seal the bill in the parliament are actually beneficiary. It's true. We are using a case where someone is both a wicketkeeper and a numpire at the same time. But I want to believe that, like I said, the issue should not be dragged unnecessarily. You know, the fundamentals at hand here, I mean, people don't understand sometimes how markets operate. When we are talking of the operation of the need to bring back currency, for example, it was the bond coins which had been accepted in the Zimbabwe market. The reason possibly why they are accepted is a certain level of confidence which is building within the economy. The reason why we had also other kind of bond coins being accepted is all but just a barometer of how confidence had been somehow building up. So to sit down and try to talk to someone to say the problem we are having is we can't allow the bill to pass through simply because these are the beneficiaries. You can even go to the 81 state-owned enterprises in Zimbabwe and ask yourself to say, if you have 81 state-owned enterprises in Zimbabwe, which are making losses every year, the implication is taxpayers' money is being used to support some of the chefs who are at the helm of these parasitas. So the question is broader than the Reserve Bank. I think those people who come here arguing to say the Reserve Bank this, the Reserve Bank that, they are not aware of the global picture of the problems possibly facing Zimbabwe. We should not personalize matters. We had cases, and it's quite very well documented, that what Gono was doing during his time at the Reserve Bank is quite very unfortunate. It was disaster, and at the same time, it's a wasting economic management philosophy which had ever been introduced, possibly since Zimbabwe became Zimbabwe. But you can't really blame anyone except Gono himself and his entourage who had the helm of number 8 at Samara Machel. Dr. Mangujila cannot also be someone who has to pay the cost, unless if you are saying we're supposed to close the Reserve Bank, and two, and unless the debt is paid. There is no central bank governor who will come to office and act as a central bank governor. When you know very well that you are technically insolvent, the Reserve Bank, you know, it's undercapitalized. It needs not less than $100 million right now to be capitalized. Mm-hmm. And for someone to continue talking about the $1.3 billion to say we can't move forward until that element is solved, I think everyone knows for sure that our court system in Zimbabwe has not been quite effective enough to bring to book, especially those people who are implicated in corruption tendencies. So for us to try to put a cut or to think of just turning around that to say these people will be brought to court, I think we are wasting our time. Let's be honest. What is more important today is to try to build a foundation to the crisis where Zimbabwe is at the moment. You know very well that the economy is not growing. it's bearing to become a nation of shopkeepers. Everyone is opening an unnecessary store. The unwanted economy is developing and growing at a faster rate. These are the matters which people should be worried about. For people to think that this economy is not necessarily growing simply because of that debt, I think it's quite an unfortunate and a very mischievous way of looking at things. But what is more important possibly is let that debt be sold to the government, and the government has to grow the economy, because if the government is to build relations with the burden of institutions, if it is to grow the supply side of the economy, that debt is surmountable. It can be paid. Those are the issues. But if it means we have, of course, that debt to balloon, we have to be brought to court, I think we have to support it to say the court system in Zimbabwe, especially the prosecution side, has to be somehow quite strengthened and very independent enough that it can face the culprits who are involved in the printing of money, who are involved in the dishing of some of these materials. But to say that the issue has to be solved, I think that's very dangerous. We can't afford that at this time.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Debt Assumption Bill. Yesterday, the bill passed through the House of Assembly, and it's now before Senate. And from Senate, it will go to Mr. Mugabe's office, that is the president's office, so that it can be signed into law. What it means is that if it is indeed signed into law, the government will take over the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt of $1.35 billion. And of course, there is people really giving us, you know, different views about this issue. It has actually divided the nation. So we want to talk to you, our listeners. What is the way forward? What is your take on this debt assumption bill? Regaitende kune muteereri wedu Mkoma Dennis. Makadi Mkoma Dennis.
And Rinani, Makadi ni Majinda kukuseju.
Aya, watirina nisu Mkoma Dennis. Nyairi mdari ruma inzu wa hii. Yechi kwereti. Point kwa sei.
Nyaya inyaya kanaka zvikuru. Munonzi nchiti inyaya kanaka zvikuru. Haidambudziko zvikuru. Nyaya debt assumption bill. Chekutanga, ndine urombo nemashoko ava madhuku pamusoro kuti MDC isimudze nyaya iyi nematare iConstitutional Court. It's very discouraging. Je manzwi aya anofanira kuve anobva kuvanhu vezanu PF vanova ivo vakabhenefita muchirongwa ichi.
Aiwa Mukoma Dennis, vamadhuku vanga vachitaura vakapfeka nguwani yavo yeugweta vachitarisa mamiriro azvakaita vaone MDC ichibudirira.
Ya, zvakanaka zvikuru, asi pane dzimwe nguva dzekuti hazvimwe kurizevawo makomesi kungova nechekusataura so zviri nani sezvo ivo mutungamiri weNCA zvisine chidzoka hedu panyaya iyi. Zvinoshungurudza zvikuru kuti isusu taakuremedzwa nehurumende yavamugabe pamusana pezvinhu zvakapiwa vanhu vanazvo zvinhu zvacho haasiri maperishebhus avakatora vanhu ava. Zvinhu zviripo, zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichitorwa kuvanhu ivavo zvotengeswa nenzira dzeauction mari yodzorerwa panzvimbo dzayo. Asi ndakanyatsotarisa mafambiro akaita nyaya iyi, inyaya yakarongwa kubva pakutanga.
Mukoma Dennis, tiri kudzoka kwamuri, rambai zvenyu makabata parunhare. Mukoma Dennis nababa Chamu, rambai makabata. Vamugaga navakuchera, rambai zvenyu makabata. Tiri kudzoka iko zvino. Of course, for our radio listeners, remember we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.